and 6:30, clear, 27 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma House approves a bill extending protections for shootings in self-defense to places of worship. House Bill 2632 adds buildings, structures, and office spaces used for religious activities and services as spaces where stand your ground, criminal, and civil immunity apply. Representative Corey Williams says as the bill is currently written, it creates a problem in the case of a good guy with a gun missing the bad guy with a gun.
And they hit your child, your daughter, your son, your wife. My wife, who's a minister, I can't pursue that person in a court of law. That's what this bill says.
Representative Greg Babinek says that his intent is to protect churches from lawsuits in such cases. The House voted 62-21 for the bill. The Oklahoma Education Association has given state lawmakers a deadline. The OEA says lawmakers have until April 23rd to pass a meaningful raise for educators, or they'll shut down the schools. West Virginia teachers were successful in getting a 5% raise, but Oklahoma teachers say they deserve more than that. Today is expected to be a calmer day for firefighters. Winds will be much lighter today than yesterday. Numerous wildfires burned thousands of acres yesterday in Osage, Washington, and Okmulgee County. Rural health care is becoming more difficult in Oklahoma with the closing of hospitals and a lack of doctors. Clinical nurse specialists could help bridge the gap, but not unless the law is changed. Laura Ornsby is the immediate past president of the Oklahoma CNS Association. She says a law to allow CNS nurses a full scope of practice is bogged down in the legislature.
Many of the CNSs work out in the rural areas. They work in specialties that does not have a physician cover, and the need is there.
Healthcare advocates will lobby lawmakers to make the change. New numbers show prescription drug overdose deaths are on the increase in Oklahoma.
Drug overdose deaths dropped in 14 states, making health officials hopeful that policies aimed at curbing the death toll may be working. But preliminary numbers from the CDC show that drug overdose deaths in Oklahoma rose by 12% to 844 people. That's higher than in previous years, but not by much. Nationwide, the death toll is still rising, but at a slower rate than in the past 2 years. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today, 53 for a high, clear cold tonight, 27 for a low. Now clear and 27. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.